Hello, everyone, and welcome to another should-be award-winning edition of Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right, he's wrong. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Prosciutto. You know, Mike, it's a bad thing that Steelers are out of the playoffs. The good news, though, is that no more Christmas music all the time on the radio. Statement number one, with 44 seconds left in a 10-10 tie, take a knee.
I got to disagree, and I'll give you a little backstory on that. I was standing on the sideline next to Craig Wolfley of the Steelers Radio Network when they got the ball at the 11-yard line, and I turned to him and said, "What do you think, Wolf, take a knee?" And he said, "No, run a play, see where the play takes you, and then decide." They ran a play. They got the completion. They got the penalty tacked on. Now, all of a sudden, they had a little breathing room. There was still some time left. You still have a franchise quarterback. What you don't want to do is turn the ball over via poor execution. That can and did get them beat. But you got to take a shot. If you have Ben Roethlisberger and time on the clock, you got to take a shot.
Yeah, I agree with you and disagree with the statement. And I will just, my entire argument can be summed up in your last sentence. You have Ben Roethlisberger. You have to take a shot. Statement number two. The Bengals didn't win. The Steelers lost.
I disagree. I think the Bengals won, Bob, and I don't think it's a tape that either team is going to send to Canton, Ohio. It's not going to show up at any clinics this offseason as far as the well-played game that it wasn't. But here's what the Bengals did. They made plays when they absolutely had to. The interception was critical that Ben Roethlisberger threw late in the fourth quarter, but the Bengals still hit a 21-yard pass after that. They weren't in field goal range. Well, maybe Marvin Lewis thought they were, but it didn't look like they were in field goal range just on the interception alone. They still had to make a play to get themselves closer. And their defensive line slash front seven dominated the Steelers' offensive line. I think that's where the game was won and lost. That's why Cincinnati was able to do something when it absolutely had to. And that's why the Steelers couldn't do anything with all those turnovers they got.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you and agree with the statement. I thought the Bengals came in tight. They were playing not to lose. They were not very aggressive in terms of any of their schemes or what they did within those schemes. I really think that, you know, the Bengals were just kind of hoping maybe that something would break their way to allow them to leave there with a victory, and it did. And because of that, that's why I say the Steelers lost the game. Statement number three, the running back by committee approach should end today.
I agree. And had you asked me that question a month and a half ago, I would have agreed then. I agree now. The Rashard Mendenhall thing was unfortunate this year that his production is so far behind what it was a year ago. I know injuries were partly a factor, but to me, he was the best running back on the team, and he should have been designated as such a while ago. They got what they could from the other guys, but the other guys are the other guys for a reason. Mendenhall's resume is Mendenhall's resume. I think if it's not him, you got to find a number one somewhere going into next year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there is an adage in football, if you have two quarterbacks, or if you think you have two quarterbacks, you really have none. Well, if you think you have more than one running back, franchise running back, you really have none. I'm agreeing with you. I don't think that you know, Rashard Mendenhall is going to be the answer beyond maybe Sunday against the Cleveland Browns, and I don't think that the guys that they have currently constituted on the roster can give them what they need at the position. I think running back is an area that this team needs to address in the offseason. Statement number four, there's nothing to be gained by playing to win this Sunday.
Tough one. The way you have that worded, I'm going to disagree. I think you always play to win. Now, I think you do that just because. That's what you do if you're a pro football player. Does it matter? I'm going to say no. Is it meaningless? I'm going to say yes. Are you going to get any kind of bounce out of this going into next year? I'm going to say no. But you got to play the game. You might as well play it to win.
Yeah, I disagree with the statement and agree with you. And I don't think that there is anything to be gained based on the performance we're going to see Sunday against the Browns in terms of carryover to the 2013 season. However, I think as a coaching staff, as management, you can evaluate the football team in this respect. You see who shows up as a professional on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns, and maybe those are the guys you want to start with when you're building that 2013 Steelers roster. That's going to do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Prosciutto, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. Happy New Year. See you next week here exclusively on Steelers.com.